19 triple team traffic, and we've been worried about this all morning, Heather, is just traveling too fast for the conditions out there.
It certainly is. I think people think, oh, there's not a whole lot of snow on the roadway, but unfortunately it does drift. There was some moisture, and now we're well below freezing. We're only like 15, 16 degrees, and that means it's going to turn to ice really fast. So people, especially exiting or entering the freeway from the ramps, they're going to have the most problems, especially on overpasses. I'm still looking at this crash on the West Side Belt southbound at the top of the on-ramp from 3500 South and West Valley, and the right lane remains blocked. Everybody's got to move to the left, but also please slow down your speeds. Eric?
Car's been loaded onto a tow truck eastbound I-80. This is at the 700 East exit, but the police and the tow truck are still there, so stick to the right as you get off at 700 East. Down in Utah County, I-15 is now rolling along without accidents from Spanish Fork all the way up to Point of the Mountain, but not at normal speeds. You do have slick spots here and there, so take it easy. Alicia?
Seeing a little bit of slowing up I-15 Farmington right at the 89 merge onto southbound I-15. And then again, as you're on Legacy Highway from 5th South in Bountiful all the way down through the I-215 North Interchange, and then along Redwood Road, still snow-packed, icy conditions up there. You're going to want to plan some time if you're going that direction. Save thousands during Piano Gallery's year-end closeout. All remaining 2016 pianos are priced to clear. Save on top brands like Yamaha at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.